Wilcox. St. Helena, California, April 9th, 1907. Wilcox, Boulder, Colorado. My dear brother, I write you a few lines hastily this morning. My son Edson left us yesterday, planning to visit several points in Oregon and Washington, and then pass on to Colorado. Edson thinks that he may settle at Mountain View, where he can be close to the Pacific Press. This will make his work of publishing books much easier, and we can counsel with him oftener. I hope that Sister McDearman can come to Mountain View when Edson settles there. I would be glad to have you let me know if you think she would be able to make the journey. I would also be glad to hear from you in regard to the adjustment of matters at the sanitarium. Do not retain in the sanitarium those who persist in cherishing a quarrelsome spirit, for Satan uses such persons as his agents to do his work. We are living very near the end of time, and we need a work done in our sanitariums that will bring in a spirit of peace and invite the presence of the Lord. The grace of God and the peace of Christ are needed in every department of the sanitarium. If these are lacking, the work will move hard, although we do the best we can. Satan will work upon the hearts and minds of the workers, and there will be constant friction that will work counter to the influence of the Spirit of God. I counsel you to rid the sanitarium of unconverted workers, for it will not pay to retain them. The Spirit of God is of more value in an institution than helpers, however efficient, that are a constant irritation. Let us understand what God would have done in this matter, and cleanse the institution of all influences that would spoil the work that should be done. We are living too near the close of time to give place to the working of discord and friction. The Lord is grieved with the defects of character that are seen in the workers in our sanitariums. He desires to have the Boulder Sanitarium cleansed from every evil way. Those who minister there need to have the knife applied to their own lives before they can bear fruit to the glory of God. Pray, believe, and work until every forbidding element is removed. I am praying that the Lord will refine and purify every worker there. May the Lord keep you and guide you step by step.